You have been chosen to keep the balance on the island of Tenmar. Go to thedungeonrats.com to deliver monsters, plot twists, or magic items to our shores and valor in our hearts. For it is your fate to join us on the Council of Guardians.
We both kind of went down and bashed some weasel heads.
Yeah.
You bashed some weasel heads.
Yeah.
Finn Weasel.
Yes. A very large weasel came up out of the ground and we beat it to death.
Fast and furious.
Was that a suggestion? Finn Weasel?
No, that was Serena.
Me.
There was a weasel
that's
king.
That's a Serena.
That was a joke that you made, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was wondering because you made the joke and I was like, and then you announced it was Vin Weasel. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
That's some yes and right there. Yeah. That's some improv.
I was just yes like, and. Weasel King. No, Vin Weasel.
Way better.
Yeah, and you were able to dispatch with them without the help of basically your two spellcasters.
I helped very little. I did my best not to. I got us to get, what was it, Bill and Ted?
Oh, yeah, Bill and Ted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bill and Ted, the guards. We got to remember these guys because they're coming back.
Yeah,
that's what I like about this
I
set.
Did remember them.
Bill and Ted, Vin Weasel, Al Pacino.
It's canon and super important. Back at the house, you realize that Compendium is a game where you fight each other over your soul. So it's a game that steals your soul. Effectively, much like Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, in a good way.
And your wallet.
As you guys are playing, and this is really where the crux of, to me, the story happens, Zipper decides to put the love link on. Why did she do that?
So I thought that it was going to help us fight these gnomes. We were stuck in this house, and I was like, fuck it. Like, let's just try it. And then I blinked. Went out of existence.
Squeege, though, while that happened, was able to win his game of cards.
Hell yeah, I did. The one guy got super pissed and started transforming,
yeah.
And he wanted to, like, kill me. And then another guy was, like, egging him on. And then there was a third guy that was there that was just kind of sad.
Right, because he still had his soul.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, you can tell.
Oops.
No, I knew that. No, I knew.
No, you talked about it, didn't
you? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. He said
he was
there
for
his brother's soul. I didn't assume that he had a soul.
Oh, right. I assumed that he was there to, like, try and save them.
Yeah. Yes.
Did we talk to a horse?
You did talk to a horse.
Buttons.
I talked to Buttons
a little
horse.
Bit to chill him out.
Yeah. Oh, because I wanted to know about his rider and where he came from.
Oh, yeah, because you have a stolen horse.
Gentles.
Yeah, because I stole... Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk to my stolen horse.
Right.
Yeah, it's not stolen. The guy who was riding him got eaten.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine. So that's how that works.
Right.
Right.
That's not stealing.
If you die, your things go to whoever finds it.
Yeah.
Who's ever closest, apparently.
Yeah.
That's not your family.
That's law.
Like, if a monster devours you and someone catches your horse as it runs away, then that's their horse. That's a basic law, I think. A commandment, maybe?
A commandment?
Thou shalt not... deny someone your horse when you're dead?
Yeah,
I think
totally.
That's the 14th.
Yeah, 12. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
12, 14, somewhere in there.
Somewhere.
Moses upon thee.
Well, they say he had a third tablet that he didn't bring.
Yeah, I
had all of these other rules.
Yeah, he dropped it on the way down, yeah. Uh-huh.
See, I religion AF. Yeah.
Religion.
I'm religion, too. So.
I've seen the movie with Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Planet of the Apes, great one.
Oh, yeah, based all of my beliefs on
yeah.
Based all on Jesus Christ.
Okay, so with that, I think we are ready to start playing.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Zipper in the situation she finds herself in. So all y'all... go away.
Whoa!
Whoa! Oh, Carla set that up beforehand and it's so dope.
We're inside of this thing.
I'm Carla.
Wow, I don't act like you came out of it.
So I'm going to start a little bit earlier than where the episode ended last time, just to get us into the groove. just so we can start to feel what's happening right now. So, Zipper, the instant the ring went over your feathered finger, you felt the world start to spin around you. The spinning increased in speed and moved faster until it became a blur of motion and light. Somehow, the light grew brighter. It was blinding. You had to cover your eyes. It became too difficult to see where you are. Then, you smell the scent of cinnamon and honey. You hear the sound of a violin playing something soothing. It's at least pleasing to your ears. You pull your hand down from over your face. You're in a dark, in a cold room. You see, step forward, a short but handsome man. And he says, "My love, you've made it."
Hello, hi.
I've set this all up for you. You're gonna love it. I won't let you down, I promise. And he claps his hands, and you see two candles light on a table. It's still dark around the edges of this room, but there's a candlelit meal? Perhaps, maybe it's just appetizers. You don't know yet. Sitting in the middle of this room, and you see him stick his hand out as to guide you to the table.
I have some terrible news for you.
What is that,
Kira? No, I'm going to be so honest with you, new friend. I believe in love. I believe in love so hard with my
heart. You see him clutch his heart, be like, "Me too, Hira. I've never felt this way about anyone in my entire life."
Love is what puts us on the earth, and then Zipper starts.
Yes, I agree.
She starts remembering this this sonnet. No, I don't want to do that to myself. She starts remembering this love story about the way that love feels. And she says, "Love is like spelling rain for the first time. Love is like being held in your mother's arms."
You see a tear start to go down his face.
But I am not your love.
What? Must be. You put on the love link. You're here. You're with me in our very special place that I made just for you.
I can tell you care so much. I'm going to roll an insight.
Yeah, go for it.
20, but it's not natural.
You look him over and you see this look of both confusion as well as frustration, where he's trying his best to understand what you're saying to him, but he's confused, he's lost, he's not quite sure how to process this.
I would be so lucky if I were to have someone who loves me as much as you think you love Hera, but you have to believe me, okay? My name is Zipper, and Hera is not. Sit down. You should sit down. I feel like you're going to pass out. I need you to sit, okay?
You see him walk to that table in the center of the room. He sits down. He claps his hands once again, and you see other lights illuminate around the ceiling. They look like the shapes of giant seeds.
So I can tell that he's really, really starting to get upset.
And he kind of sits down, and he crosses his arms. He says,
"Yeah," and I'm slowly starting to fan him a little bit to give him some air with my feathers. I'm trying to be really, really sweet, because this guy seems super sweet. And this is a terrible situation.
Hera, is it real because she is three gnomes? Stop laughing. This is serious. This is so serious. Look at me in my eyes. She's three gnomes and a trench coat.
Again?
This happened to you before?
I've been catfished again?
What? You've been catfished?
He puts his hands down on the table and says, "Gabriel. Gabriel, you should have seen the signs."
Gabriel, hey man, it's okay. No, I can tell that you just want to be in love so much. I read about love all the time, and I want to be in love so much too, but sometimes it has to happen naturally, you know?
You see him reach behind his head, and he pulls out a long ponytail, and you just see him just like pulling it down like this, and he's shaking his head like...
Is that your stress thing?
I also imagine there were signs that it was gnomes. Like, the handwriting was super tiny. It's his hand.
There were three signatures every time.
Time we want to make a joke, we have to go, "So then."
I like this rule.
Yeah, so he's like looking down. He's like, "The signs were all there, Gabriel."
It's okay.
Oh, no.
I could tell that this person meant a lot to you. But you shouldn't just give your heart away before meeting somebody in person. You don't know what they're like. You have to live with someone. I read a book. You have to live with someone for at least 3 months before you can say that to give them a ring.
Well, how does that translate into love letters sent across the entire island?
Well, so you get, do you do magic?
A little bit.
Have you tried scrying? I don't know how to say it.
That was the cutest thing. The cutest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's, you sometimes with certain spells, you could, look at somebody from far away. You should try scrying to someone and, try to get to know them through that.
Yes, you're right. I guess love can't be found between lines on a page and written in ink.
That's right.
And I'm just going to climb on the table. Is there a table?
Yeah, there's a table.
Great,
oh, yeah.
Perfect. It's like my MO.
Love is the most splendid thing in the world, and it lifts us up where we belong. All we need is love.
Love is the pumpkin spice of life.
Love is the pumpkin spice of life, and life is just one pumpkin that we can all sit inside and like nestle in. Yeah, I
now
get
you're
it.
Sounding like Hera.
What?
And he points up, and as you look around, you realize this room is inside a giant pumpkin.
So what's up with all this, huh? Wait, what is this? What is there like seeds and stuff?
Yeah, this is what we talked about. You're in the gorgeous cafe.
Oh, come on. The gorgeous gore.
Oh, I get it. It took a little bit.
Come on.
This is what you said you wanted.
No, remember, I'm not Hera. I'm Zipper. My name's
so
Zipper.
To
no,
me.
It's okay. Next time you fall in love, this is me giving you love advice. I read it from a book. You have to meet them in person. Take them out to a nice dinner.
What? That's what this is?
No, but like before you all do like love leaks.
Well, how else was I supposed to get Hera to come? She would have had to travel through the dangerous island? We couldn't risk it. We agreed via the letters.
What if you just met at the middle?
Well, dangerous.
I've never been outside, so I don't know. Well, no, I've been like by the gate, but that's it.
Yeah, I haven't traveled alone either.
Well, so how do you know it's dangerous?
Because we've built fortified kingdoms. Why do these exist if it's not dangerous out there?
Well, what if it's really about keeping us in?
Ooh, roll persuasion.
Also, for anyone listening to this on the podcast, how our screen is set up is Patrick is all the way on the left, Serena is all the way on the right. There's nothing in between them, and it looks like they're inside a giant pumpkin right now. I'm really curious to people that are just like hit the browse button on Twitch, what they're thinking they're looking at right now.
Anyone who talks who's not Pat or Serena, it's just a disembodied voice.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They're just sitting there in silence.
What am I rolling again?
Persuasion.
Okay. That is a 13.
He says, maybe it's not as bad out there as they make it out to be, but I have it good here. I have it so good here in Tarmin. I come from a family of wealth.
You come from a family?
Of wealth, yeah.
That's great.
Do you?
No.
Well,
I come
maybe
from,
I have something to offer you.
What do you, like what?
Maybe we can enjoy this meal and as our first date. We are in person. I am following your advice. You seem like a wonderful person. We can enjoy some pumpkin soup. Maybe some pumpkin ravioli.
Whoa.
Maybe some pumpkin pie
I'm
for dessert.
I'm sensing a theme here. Is it all?
This is all things you said you wanted. Well, here's
no, I'm not
here. Maybe at the end we can go up to the stalk at the top and sit at the love seat and look over the view.
You have a love seat and a view?
You could see the whole kingdom from up there. This doesn't have to be a bad night. We could enjoy each other's company. No pressure.
Okay.
And then he looks over his shoulder and you see a giant walking candle come out.
Whoa. What is that?
Where the flame on the candle is, where it's lit, you see the expression of a face. It's smiling. He's nodding at you. And in his hand, he's holding one of those waiter trays. And on it are two bowls of soup. Walking out and sets it down in the middle of the table.
Does he have a French accent?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to sit down and just try to chat with him.
So you take a seat. Do you begin to eat the soup? He takes a taste of the soup.
I want to wait until he takes a bite first.
He takes a bite out of it.
And then I'm looking at, because Zipper's never ever been at a fancy, in a fancy place with a fancy dinner, especially with like a giant walking candlestick. That's like, she's overwhelmed. So she is looking at exactly how he is eating and is trying to emulate that. So it looks, she's trying to look natural.
Roll performance.
That is a 22.
So exactly as he is eating, you are eating as well. And he at one point crosses his legs and you see these like elegant, comfortable shoes on his feet. As you examine him, you're seeing more and more cues to his level of wealth. And he's eating and he's like, so tell me about you, Zipper?
Zipper, yeah.
Where were you born?
So I don't remember where I was born, but I was found by someone who takes care of the grounds at a graveyard.
Oh.
This is super great. First date conversation. Yeah.
I've had worse.
so much worse.
And I was raised by this man and his family, and I had a best friend named Lydia, who would read to me all the time.
So you and Lydia, are you still close?
Zipper kind of like shuffles in her seat and she like grabs her bowl and just starts slurping it.
Is there something wrong with your spoon?
Oh, boob, okay, yeah, nope, that's a great spoon.
And she remembers she has a spoon.
And she continues to eat.
Yeah.
The conversation continues on much in this manner. Next comes the ravioli. As the ravioli gets set down in front of you both, you see Gabriel looking at his fork, and he's like, this just wouldn't do. And he takes his fork, and he drops it into a sack he carries around his waist.
What is?
He shakes it for a second, and he opens the sack back up, and he takes out a spoon. And he's like, would you rather a fresh spoon than a fork? I prefer my ravioli with a spoon.
I prefer my ravioli the way that you prefer your ravioli. Yes, a spoon, please.
So he takes your fork and he puts it in the bag and he shakes it. He opens it again and he removes a crooked spoon and he goes, and he drops it back in and he shakes it again and a wooden spoon comes out and he's like, oh, don't worry, I'll get it.
No,
and
it's
he
okay.
drops it back in.
It's
and
okay.
a third time
I'll
he finally pulls it out and it's this gorgeous golden spoon with jewels in the handle.
Wow.
He hands it back to you.
Am I allowed to touch this?
Oh, it's all yours. You can keep it.
Oh my God. So what's your deal?
Yeah, well, I'm Gabriel. I have been born into the largest dairy company in all of Tarmin.
Yeah?
We supply most of the milk that everybody gets to drink.
I love dairy. I know so many dairy facts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hit me with your favorite.
So certain cows, brown ones, do chocolate milk. One. Other cows?
Wait, what?
Yeah. No, have you read Bessie the Brown Cow?
I have not.
By Claudia Michaels?
But I will tell somebody important to read that because
yeah.
we're using chocolate like a noob. That's a thing. That's a thing a rich guy would say.
Oh, wow. It must be so cool being all like the king of milk. Is that what you are?
Well, you the prince. If you're going to give me a title.
I was being facetious. You're an actual prince?
Oh, no. But life has been good to me.
That's great.
Yeah, well, except for...
I'm sorry.
Personally, I mean, being catfished by numerous people has been...
Tell me about that, Gabriel. You said numerous, so this is not the first time you've fallen in love with someone that... Why don't you date someone near you? Like, what about you go down to the nearest YMCA and just pick up an activity you like to do and then mutually, respectfully, meet someone through a shared interest?
It's hard to hide my wealth.
Oh.
I don't want anyone to fall for me because of what I have. I want them to fall for me for who I am.
Oh, that makes sense.
Tell you what, Gabriel. You are luck, because I'm going to be your wig man. So what if you just came with me to where I live, And we could dress you up like not like a rich person, but like a me person. And you could go with me, and you could meet people. People where I live are so nice, and we're not interested in wealth or anything else because we kind of live inside a mountain. So it's dirty, and we just like it.
You see him rubbing his arm and kind of going like, as you say things like dirty and living in a mountain. I don't want to give up my life.
No, not give up, but maybe meet someone new. Is there other ways for you to travel?
Roll persuasion.
22.
Well, I guess I could commission a boat, and the two of us could travel back to Torin. It will take a couple of days. We'd get to know each other even better.
Yeah,
I could meet someone out there, maybe even on the way.
Yeah, out there and beyond the waters of now.
Right away, I'll get a boat commissioned. I can arrange that. I'll get us a crew.
Yeah. But for now, can we go up to your roof?
Heck yeah, we can.
I just really want to go up.
Yeah. And so you take stairs that go around the edge of the room, like they've been carved into the pumpkin itself, and they take you all the way up to the top, where you see carved into what's seemingly the only wooden area, a small seat with a couple of comfortable lush pillows on it, and then an area that's been carved out, and you can see the glittering lights of the Kingdom of Tarmin.
Wow.
It looks gorgeous. It's brighter than Torin. In fact, the buildings look newer, made out of more expensive materials.
I've never been outside of Torin.
Well, this is Tarmin. If you want, we could just stay here.
So I have a lot of friends. Where do you have friends here?
My friends.
Why are you whispering that?
I just realized I might have to leave them if I'm going to Torin with you.
Yeah.
I can't.
Why?
I can't go with you, but I can send you home.
But don't you want to meet someone in person?
I've met someone, and I'm going to send her home, and maybe next time she's here, she'll remember me and come see me.
Aww. Zipper gets super weird. She realizes finally that this attention is sort of on her. And she makes this, like, low clucking sound. She doesn't know what to do.
Well, that's weird. One of the many things hopefully we get to learn about each other in the future.
Okay.
Give me the love link.
Can I take it off?
Mm-hmm. He takes it and he puts it into that sack that he had around his waist and he shakes it. Pulls it out. You see him give it a look. Puts it back into that sack, shakes it again. Roll your d20.
Wait, is he pulling out the same ring or does he have like other rings that he sent to other people?
We'll fucking see. Like somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm in Naporio.
Udala!
The show suddenly becomes Sliders. She just goes to her new parallel universe every episode.
Is my modifier? Do I have one?
Arcana.
Arcana? Okay. Gosh, I'm rolling hot. That is a 21.
He looks it over and he gives it a confident head nod and he hands it back to you. Put it on.
So Zipper is trying to rummage through her bag first. She's trying to look for a mirror. It's a little like compact. And then I give it to him
and I say, if you can figure out how to talk to me through mirrors,
this okay.
is maybe how we could talk with each other. Squaring.
Scar facing.
That's just how you say it now. There's no going back.
I can't
back.
Unsay it that way.
Yeah. My name's Zipper, not Hera.
Yep.
And your name is Gabriel.
Yep, not Gabby. I don't know. It felt appropriate. Well, I'll miss you. It was great meeting you. And please, if you come back to Tarmin, look me up.
Okay.
At the very least, we can be friends.
I'd like that, Gabriel. And I put on the ring.
Roll a d20.
Arcana?
Mm-hmm.
That is a 18.
Again, the world starts to spin around you. It spins faster and faster and lights up brightly. It's bright again, so you cover your eyes. You feel a wind blast across your shoulders. You lower your hands, and you are on the top of a mountain.
Oh, no.
It's cold. You're shivering.
Oh, no. I just
get my wings in, and I'm going to look around to see if I can find, like, one of the towers, because I know it was lit the last time. So I'm trying to look for a sign of where I need to go, like, home.
Roll perception.
11.
You look around, and you realize you are in that mountain range you've seen from your house so many times before.
Oh, okay.
So you're not far, but it is a bit of a trek.
Oh, no. I gotta walk.
All right, let's cut back to the other group.
Hey!
That's so badass.
We made it.
We made it, guys.
All right, so let's start with Squeege. You have just finished talking to the three gnomes in a trench coat. You did win that game. So one of them is very angry, but the door is ajar.
Yeah, if that door is open, I'm just going to book it for it.
Just run.
Yeah, I mean, the one weaker gnome already, or the one gnome that seemed normal, actually.
Yeah.
he did explain that, like, he's there for his brother, so he's not leaving. Zipper's gone, so there's really no point in hanging out with these guys anymore. The ring's gone on top of that. So unless I'm going to play another game, I'm just going to run.
All right, so you run for the door?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're all so distracted by one of the gnomes slowly turning into a demon, or is now currently a demon, I guess, just turning full on demon.
To be fair, that's distracting.
It's very distracting. They're not paying much attention to you as you bust out the door and run down the city street. As you run down the street, you see Lyric. Squeege! Dipper!
Oh my god! Oh my god! It's. Squeege is going to try to avoid him.
roll cell.
Okay. Six.
Squeege! There you are! What? Why are you sneaking in the shadows?
Do I know you, kind sir?
Yeah, it's me. It's Lyric.
Okay. Yeah, let's get out of here, Lyric. Come on.
All right. Wait, where's Zipper?
Don't worry about it. I'm only going to explain this once, so I'm only going to explain it when everyone else is around, okay? You're on a need-to-know basis right now.
I need to know a lot.
Yeah, you do. Why are you alone?
I'm looking for you and Zipper.
Is that how you're doing it? You're just yelling our names.
Well, I didn't know where you went, so I thought this was the most pragmatic approach.
You know what? If you didn't find me, you'd be really wrong, but I guess it's an okay approach.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Don't lecture me, Squeege.
Okay, come on. We're going back.
Let's do it.
This way.
Oh,
no,
that way?
This way.
Okay.
Follow me.
I'm trying.
Don't open your eyes.
Oh.
So that's a cheap move that you do to someone in an audio podcast.
And you return back. And you get back to the barracks where you see Crag and Gentle. They are covered in weasel blood as they're wiping it off from the encounter they had while you were away.
You see, the problem is that if the blood gets on me, it just turns to blood mud, you know, because I got the dust all over.
Is this different than regular mud?
Yes, it's made of blood instead of water.
So it is thicker.
Yeah, and red. Mm. That's pretty much the only difference.
Oh, guys! Guys!
Oh,
Squeege! Lyric, you found them!
Yep! No, I did my job perfectly.
Lyric, you were successful.
I was, except I lost Zipper.
This is the thing. He wasn't that good. Zipper's gone. She put on the ring. Well, there's a ring inside the box that was going to be delivered to the person. It's actually three gnomes. Don't worry about it. It's a long story. Anyways, I'm really good at this compendium game. Lyric and I stopped by at a hobby store, and I picked up a couple decks.
The second you say Zipper is gone and, like, are not kidding about it, their face just, like, drops immediately, and they just are slowly walking over to you and, like, put their paw in your face to, like, stop you talking, you being Squeege, and it's just like, stop, go back. Where is the little bird?
I don't know.
And you see Crag behind them. His color changes from blue to that kind of red that they are familiar with, and he kind of looms behind Gentle, kind of looking over.
What do you mean you don't know?
So in the package, it was some type of love note with a ring on it. And then it turned out it was three gnomes catfishing a guy to play a card game. We played the card game, but then Zipper put on the ring just to try it on or something, and then poof, gone.
Where do you think she's then?
I honestly have no idea. I guess wherever the package came from.
Wait,
so,
what happened to the gnomes? They were the ones who were doing this catfishing. They would know, right?
Oh, yeah. They turned into real sore losers real quick.
You just left?
Yeah, I had to leave. What was I supposed to do?
Find our friend.
They don't know. They've never seen that ring before.
It's probably better that he came to get us. Now we can all go there and figure this thing out, huh?
Gentle is like retracting and like, I don't know what the opposite of retracting is.
Extending.
Thank you. I was like,
I got your back.
Retracting. That's not it. Like extending and retracting their claws in like a very anxious manner repeatedly, like near Squeege's face, but not like in a threatening way. And then they just kind of like start pacing and like mumbling under their breath in a different language.
See, I was thinking that the best way to track down who sent this ring is to track down the person who delivered the ring.
He's gone.
Yeah, but if we follow his tracks, that guy made a lot of tracks in the dirt. He scuffed up a lot
of
stuff.
What did the ring look like? Did you study it? Is it magic?
Oh, yeah, it's magic. All rings look kind of look the same, though, right?
Then we go to Mage College.
Did I go to Mage
College?
No,
we go to the Mage College.
I feel like that's... You know, one thing, I'm just saying what protocol is. Did you guys not read your handbook?
I swear, if you say something about protocol right now...
It was a little condescending, right?
No, I'm just saying, a guard's gone missing. Maybe we should tell headquarters.
No, we'll all be in trouble.
Oh, not me. I found you.
You found one. You did half your job. We thought you did your whole job.
Oh, God.
All right.
We're all going to get in trouble.
Lyric, you need to stop.
We'll be on the long walk forever.
Lyric, I mean, Zipper is gone right now, okay? That should be priority number one.
Well, if that's priority number one, we should go to HQ.
Why?
They have a whole legion of guards just like us who can find her.
They're not going to send a bunch of guards over there. We need the best of the best. That's us. Maybe a little you. Definitely them.
I think we should head back to the hole where this came from. So those gnomes, I think, you know, rather than going to the Mage College, that might lead us on the wild goose chase.
You said they did not know about the ring?
No, they didn't seem to know.
At least they can tell us who it was coming from, because you sound like they were in cahoots or talking with
them. It was this guy named Gabriel. He was on the note. I think that if we track down this running guy, he's left huge marks in the ground. He was kicking up a storm. He can't be that hard to trace.
There are lots of holes in the ground now. There were weasels. Don't worry about it.
But I'm just saying, if we follow where we met him outside the wall and follow that path, it's got to lead back, right?
How far, though? We don't know where that is. Let us find the magic to, like, do some kind of trace spell or something. Perhaps poof her back.
Okay. I'm down with whatever. I just don't know. I don't have that type of hookup. Lyric, you got that type of hookup?
Nope.
I will work it out.
So we're kind of a split decision here, I feel. I feel like you want to do something, you want to do something.
And I want to do something.
And Lyric, I'm sorry, but right now, your vote doesn't count.
Yeah. I'm the only one who succeeded.
Yeah, but you also want to be a narc. And I'm not down with being a narc.
I'm a company man.
I'm a company man. Fixes this tie.
So what should we do then? Put it to a vote? Maybe draw straws?
How does that help if we all four have different vote?
The shortest straw is somebody's idea. No.
that wins.
Yeah, but then whose idea is the short straw?
What?
Then whose idea is the short straw?
The person who draws the short straw.
Gets to do what they want.
Gets to do what they want.
Yeah, you know, now that you explain it, that does make sense. Good idea, Craig.
You know,
idea,
I feel
Craig.
Like rock, paper, scissors would be pretty good, too. I wish there was a way to decide which way we decide.
What?
Shut up, Lyric.
I'm fine with rock, paper, scissors.
We could all just roll our d20s and whoever gets the highest.
Oh, yeah. d20s.
All right, that's fine with me.
That's drawing straws. In D&D.
Wait, what was Craig's idea?
Drawing straws.
No.
So what you're doing for the plan.
To go back to the gnomes.
Okay, so gnomes, magic, narc, follow. follow, track them down.
Correct.
Does this count as persuasion?
Oh, interesting.
I think we
decided. If we're just drawing straws?
I think it's just high. Just high. High, yeah.
Just raw high. 17.
15.
14.
5.
Oh my God, I did lyrics. I won, guys. I'm telling you, I'm getting good at this.
Here is the thing, Lyric. I am not going to do that.
What?
Wait, you weren't going to do any of them then?
No, I was not. I'm humoring you for a moment so you're less mad when I leave in the moment because our friend is gone missing and I am not wasting any time talking about this. I would not have said...
But your idea is to go talk to people. So is mine.
No, do you genuinely believe you matter to them? Do you think any one of us individual guards matter to HQ? Do you think they send us out to fight monsters at least 10 times our size because we matter to them?
Yes,
that
we're
is
the
naive.
What?
That is naive. No. They are
we
not
are
going
the
front
to line. Lyric, we are what keeps Taurus.
You
safe.
Are a child. You do not understand how countries work. They do not care about you, and they will not send any guards to find our friend. She means nothing to them, but she means something to me.
I hate you, Gentle. And Lyric walks out of the room.
Oh boy. Well, I think Gentle had the next highest throw.
I had a 15.
Oh boy. Listen, Gentle, I know I'm upset too. I am. And each of us has an idea of how to do this. But, you know, as a group, I feel like Zipper would feel the same way. We all have good ideas. And right now, maybe somebody else's idea might be better than yours.
I don't have a way into this mage's place.
I don't either. I can't
do
anything.
What are your guards? It is a college. We walk in and we tell them we're on official business.
I mean, that kind of seems like Nazi-type stuff, right, guys?
I wouldn't even know.
What?
Who would we even talk to?
Yeah, who would even go up to? Like, how would we even...
We
like,
go to the front desk and we tell them that we are on official business and we need to speak to someone.
And we, like, threaten them to get it done? What if they just say no? Then we lose an entire day. When we can be tracking it down.
Or we could be talking to the gnomes.
How could we possibly track her? Do we even know what you said? She disappeared.
Yeah, but like...
Not track her. Track the guy that had the package.
He's a delivery person.
Because that leads back to the guy who actually sent the package.
Not necessarily.
Totally serially.
So we go to their what? Post office?
No, it's his own service. So we gotta track him down.
So I know that Craig saw the return address. He cannot read. I know that. Could he possibly recollect what it looked like and then try to, like, make the symbols that he remembers?
Make him draw it upside
like,
down.
Like, do a sketch like, of it?
Make him draw it upside down.
Like, he wouldn't understand what they mean, but, like kind of like a photographic memory, maybe that would help them.
This is going to be very difficult, but go ahead. Roll intelligence.
Write it down on a piece of paper and make him draw it from upside down.
Ooh, yeah, do that.
And see All if right, he can do it.
Intelligence. Okay. Minus one, that's an 18.
Let me think about how...
Because I know this won't be useful for Craig at all.
Mm-mm.
Like, that way we can know at least where... Because then we wouldn't have to track him. Like, then that would be off the table, you know? Because we know where it came from.
Did we name the... I know in Tarman, the certain districts are named. Did we name where the wealthiest live?
Oh, yeah, the Gold Coast.
Yeah. That's
right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Woof.
Someone noticed that your... green drink is the same color as the green screen,
so
it's
so, happy.
So it's invisible.
Magic potion, y'all.
My character's so upset, but I'm so delighted by that.
Like, oh, me too.
It's so hard for me to be like serious. I'm like, that's so cool.
Oh, so you've angered Lyric quite a bit.
Gentle is not doing well right now. Mentally.
That's how supervillains are made.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
Oh. Oh, okay.
No, if you're listening to this on podcast, Patrick gave. The most, like, affirming look.
Great origin stories.
I tried to help my friends, but they didn't want any. They're never getting help again. Never.
Okay.
I'm very excited for what I have to do. Yeah.
Like, 10 seconds.
10 seconds isn't long enough.
15 seconds, and then it's gone, and then you have to write it upside down. So you can't write
for
15 seconds.
I have to write it
upside
down?
Yeah. And you can't write for 15
seconds.
Write it
upside down. Okay.
You just have to look at it, memorize it, and then write it upside down.
Well, I mean, he could read it and then do it. I think it's better if he's just writing.
No. He's got to memorize it. So I'm going to hold this in front of you. I'm going to count to 15.
Okay.
And then you have to write it back.
Give me less time than that because me, Lucas, can read, and I'm not going to be able to like turn my brain off.
Okay.
Oh, I could.
Yeah, 10 seconds. Okay. Yeah. You're going to read this
Carl's
for 10
like,
seconds.
I don't use my brain all the
time. Ready?
I don't use my brain. If I tell
10,
my brain stop.
9.
There's a counter right there.
7,
you're going way too fast. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
okay.
1-0.
And I have to write it upside down?
Upside down.
With your mind. I was going to start writing upside down. I was like, oh my God.
I opened my mouth to like ask a question. I was like, that's going to make it harder. Don't ask that.
This is ridiculously hard. He's struggling so bad. He has the straightest back though. Do you guys notice Lucas's
back?
Yeah,
you're a pastor, man.
He like doesn't want to move or else he'll lose what it looks like.
This is going to look like a kindergarten run and I love it.
Oh, we should make you do it with your left hand because you don't know how to write.
Oh.
We're watching Lucas write. You guys watch any good Netflix shows lately? The last Dungeon Rats stream featured a lot of Netflix shows.
No, but I did spend most of the day forcing two of my friends to watch Steven Universe because they'd never seen it.
Oh, it's a good show.
And it's my birthday and I can do that.
Well, I don't know if you can because yes, it's I can your birthday.
Yeah, that's why. That's the reason. When it's your birthday, you can make people watch a show that they haven't seen. I think that's the 15th commandment.
I started CrossFit yesterday. There's a CrossFit gym across the street, and I got so sick within the first, I would say, 15 minutes of working out that I had to stop. I drank some water. It didn't work, so I had to leave while everyone's working out, go to the bathroom, and throw up. And while I was throwing up, there was music change, and they heard me throwing up. Because when I came back, everyone was very concerned for me.
Oh, no.
Okay, I got it. Who should I hand this to?
This is tripping out my brain.
I like to assume that you're just, like, sketching while we're, like, arguing with each other.
Honestly, I have a small dagger, and I'm etching it into the table because I don't have any sort of, like, writing utensil. So I'm, like, after I finish, like, I'm assuming you guys are talking, and I'm, like, all right, I know this might not be helpful. I don't know what this means, but I saw it on the front of the package.
Okay, yeah.
All right, this is it.
What? Wait, what
like
is
that?
Can gentle
Gold Coast? Yes, like, what?
I don't know. He couldn't read.
Gentle started out reading a thing in a library.
We weren't there for that.
I wasn't okay. there for that.
Oh, it's on a table?
Yeah, I just kind of etched it onto the table.
So Gentle, like, leans over and squints at the table and, like, then, like, tilts their head almost all the way upside down. Gold Coast? Tarman? This? I don't know what these are. Your letters are pretty good for not knowing what the letters are.
I don't, yeah,
Squeech,
I mean,
can you
I
read
just
this?
Wrote what I put down what I remember seeing.
Tarman, that is not anywhere near us.
This is really hard to read.
Yeah.
What's the last one? Silly? What is it? Hilly? Ilg? Good.
Illy? Ill? Veal? Veal?
Wait, so that means Tarman. That's way too far to walk. We can't walk there.
Perhaps we should talk to a mage.
We can't go there.
Well, now that we've kind
Wait, hold on. And then Squeech thinks about it, and he thinks, like, oh, crap. Lyric is probably narking on us right now. That's probably where he left right now. Oh, crap. Lyric is probably talking to the authorities, so we need to get out of here right now.
Well, I mean, where are we going to go? We can't run from... We're in the kingdom. They'll find us.
Are they gonna... What? Are we in trouble for worrying about their friend? We haven't done anything.
No, but we're gonna lose time because they're gonna want to ask us questions. And if they ask us questions, that means we can't be looking for a friend. What if we lose an entire day?
All right, now that we know it is in Tarman, probably the fastest way would be a mage. I agree with Gentle that we should probably head to the mage college.
Okay, let's go.
Well, right. I'm glad we spent an hour deciding this.
That wasn't an hour. It was like 3 minutes.
Gentle just like storms out sassily in front of them.
I don't know how to read, so they might... Not know how to tell time.
How time works.
I don't know.
I feel like we're becoming better friends.
Yes, I think we are.
You hesitated before you said that, though.
Yeah, I take a long time to think about anything.
Okay, just making sure. Let's get out of here.
All right.
When the camera zooms out, it zooms in to the address written on the table.
Uh-huh. That would look so sweet as a TV show.
Also, it's something for the guards to find.
I'm assuming that there are other things engraved on the table, right?
Craig would not have thought about that. Anyway.
So you go to the Wizards College. Which one in particular? We have some named here, correct?
College of the Four? I think that's the only... Is there more than one mage college in the kingdom?
No, it's the major one.
We've heard Zipper talk about the mage colleges she wants to get into, right?
Yes.
So I'm assuming we would go to that one, right?
Yes, there's one that's the big one that also runs most of the library. So, mm-hmm. like, they're kind of the official magic stuff.
Right, exactly.
I'm following your lead, so.
Yeah, so is that where you'd like to
go? Yes, that is where I headed.
Okay, so you walk to the Mage College. You enter within these two giant doors, and they open, and you are in a beautiful, elegant lobby slash waiting area. You see sitting behind a desk, sort of playing with their quill, a turtle.
A turtle.
Big turtle.
A big sentient turtle.
Is it like a Squirtle?
But like
no, more like a Ninja Turtle.
Cool.
Like original Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, yeah, like old school Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Like live action back in the day on VHS once, or like cartoon?
Like before, like the old comic books.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a turtle standing up, kind of.
Yeah, just a turtle. Just a real turtle.
Yeah, so Gentle wanders up to the desk and like leans their elbow on the desk and like puts their head on their fist and they go, hello.
Hello.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
I'm Leo.
Leo. Wonderful.
Leo C. Shelley.
Points at their name tag.
I see. Thank you. Leo, I have an important guard duty. We are from the town guard. City guard? What are we called?
Kingdom guard.
We are from the kingdom guard. We have
you corrected them.
I know where you're from.
Yes, we need to speak with one of the mages. We have a issue with a magic item that was uncovered. We need the. We are not magic people. We need it explained to us.
Do you have the magic item?
No, that is part of the problem.
Do you know what the magic item is called?
We know what it did. It had something to do with teleportation. Do you have any mages that specialize in this we could perhaps talk to?
Mm. Yes. Let me look it up for you.
You are darling. Thank you so
Please
much.
Please take a seat.
Absolutely.
Are
thank you,
you hungry? I have half a barbecue sandwich.
No, we're not hungry.
I'm
Can
a little
just,
hungry.
No,
I'll take it.
Craig, come on. I mean, it's going to take forever with this.
Leo, that was a very lovely offer, but won't you be hungry later?
I eat slow.
I'll pass on the sandwich.
We got more things to go. Right? Okay.
That's fine.
We're having a seat, though.
I mean, if we're just waiting anyway.
Okay. So we walk back, Craig's munching on a sandwich, I guess.
No, I'm not munching on the sandwich, and I have my arms crossed, and I'm very upset that I'm not munching on a sandwich.
I'm just saying, if you wanted the sandwich, you should have just taken it, and we not made a big deal about it.
No, because you told me that I shouldn't, because we're waiting.
I mean, he's literally still sitting there. He hasn't even gotten up yet. He's so slow. He's a total.
Well, now if I ask, I'll feel like, I don't know, like I shouldn't. I should have taken it the first time.
You definitely shouldn't ask. It's going to reset this entire thing of whatever he's doing.
I'll sit here, and I'll starve.
You're not going to stop. I mean, Craig, you're not going to stop. I'll find you food if you want me to find you
food.
Every
time we don't eat, we're starving. Think about that.
Hold on. Craig, is that what you really think?
That's what I know.
Just by not eating, that's what you know?
That's one of the few things I know.
So in your head, the second you stop eating, it's like flipping that little sands of time over to your death.
Yes, it's like holding your breath. You can only do it for so long. The moment you start holding your breath, you start suffocating.
Okay. I mean, don't get angry. It sounds like you're...
I'm not getting angry. I'm trying to explain that.
Your blood sugar seems really low.
Because I'm hungry.
So Gentle's just been, like, sitting next to them with, like, their arms crossed and their tail, like, twitching. But they seem, like, less on edge than they were earlier now that they're doing something. But their ear is, like, flicking in the direction a couple times. Like, they're clearly listening but not contributing to the conversation.
I imagine that they're watching the door in which maybe a wizard or somebody would come out.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely watching they're watching the room.
Can you roll a investigation for me?
I sure can.
Oh.
I critically failed.
So you look around. You're looking for some sort of clue that Leo has done something. But he doesn't seem to have even gotten up or moved or made any sort of indication that a wizard would be coming down. You look over and you see framed on his desk is an Employee of the Month award. There's small knickknacks and toys everywhere, but again, you don't see any sort of magical device or like there's been no momentum on your ask.
Because he hasn't, there's no way for him to have contacted anybody?
At least not that you've seen.
Mm, though I am kind of distracted. So Gentle is like,
every time I say their name, I start doing the accent. It's not right. So they're like tapping their foot and like twitching, and they finally get up and like head back over to the desk and go, Leo, my friend, how does it go?
Good.
Have you made the... Is there any mage that you've been able to contact for us to talk to?
I reached out to Athar.
Did he respond? Are they?
Not yet.
Is there
Be
usually...
patient. There's often a line.
Oh, I understand. I'm not trying to rush you. I just don't know this process, so I'm asking more questions to understand it better.
Well, to be honest, you gave very few specifics. So getting a mage who has the time to deal with you has been hard.
I understand.
Athar said they would be coming shortly.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I do an investigation on this room? I want to see how many doors there are or how hard it is. Like, is he reception booth and he's blocking all the other doors?
Yeah, so the way in, you would have to go past reception.
Okay.
But you do see a few doors behind you, and as well as like a staircase that spirals up.
And no one has come out of any of these.
It's been just silent.
Before Gentle sits down, can Craig like pantomime to them to get them the sandwich?
What would that be?
I think performance.
Performance, yeah.
See if you recognize he wants a sandwich.
Natural performance.
We wanted it so badly.
I was hoping to climb the staircase or find another person, but get Craig a sandwich, barbecue sandwich.
You can continue doing what you're going to do. I'm just going to be eating my sandwich.
So Gentle sees that and sees this excellent pantomime. There is no doubt in their mind what he wants. It's very clear. And so Gentle turns back to Leo and is like, I'm so sorry for bothering you again. My friend over there...
You're not bothering me.
Thank you, Leo. My friend over there, you offered your sandwich earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to assume that it is still on the table, so to speak, metaphorically. I literally it is there, but...
Yes.
He is very hungry. I don't know if you can see his face over there. Is there any other kind of...
Oh, he looks like he's starving.
Yes.
Yes.
One could say we are all starving when we're not eating, you know.
How observant.
In a Sylvia Plath kind of way.
Do you have perhaps any more food? Is there... I hate to be a bother, but...
No, I'm not hungry for barbecue.
Is there something else you can eat later?
Sure. I'll order a pizza or something.
Sure. Do you happen to have any more food anywhere or drinks or anything if we're going to be waiting for a bit?
See the turtle, like, look around.
Nope.
You do not keep more food in back, or there's
well,
no
yeah,
curriculum
yes,
or anything?
But not... That's their food. That's the mage's food. There's a vending machine, but I'd have to see your ID.
My ID for the vending machine?
Your ID to prove you are a student. And then I can let you in.
Well, I am not a student. I am a member of the Kingdom Guard that keeps this country safe.
Then you'll have to wait for Athar.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't going to go. I was wondering if you could get us a thing, since we are stuck here.
I'm sorry. I'm working.
I understand. And Gentle, like, starts tearing up.
Ah!
Like, dabbing at their face a little bit. And like, no, I understand that. Thank you.
Roll performance or deception. It's your choice. If you are, I assume you're deceiving.
Oh, for sure. 1,000%. I'm going to burn these dice later. It's a 6.
I'm sorry. You're sad.
Oh,
I'm sure Athar will be here any moment.
Thank you. You are a dear. It has been a rough
Thank
day.
You.
And Gentle goes back over to the group. Did not grab the sandwich.
Did you not get it?
No, I need you to cause a scene.
Cause a scene? What do you mean?
That turtle is not going to do anything. I do not believe they
he
think that
he hasn't told anybody?
I do not believe so. I think we need to cause a scene to get back there.
I tried to get him to move and he's not doing it, so we have to do
this
the
scale of 1 to 10, how big of a scene do you need? Actually, no. Don't do numbers. on the scale
yeah,
of,
on a scale from like cat to dog.
On the on the scale of cat running by to meteor coming down, how big of a scene do you need?
I would like entire explosion of island.
Oh boy, that's right up there with meteor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll see what I can do. And I'll, Craig will stand up and he has his maul on him. He's going to take it out and then he's going to pretend like he starts dropping it, but keeps dropping it forward. And then he catches it, but slams it into things as he's trying to get control of it. Like it's kind of moving on its own.
Okay, so is this performance?
What are you trying to make it? Deception.
Yeah, deception. Roll deception.
12.
So as you are moving about with your maul, crashing it into the
air. Oh boy, oh no, it's got a mind of its own. Oh no.
You see Leo stands up, slowly raises his hand, his paw.
Claw?
Yeah, they have claws. Yeah, they have claws.
Claw? Do you call? What? Hand?
Well, they have claws. Turtles
have
claws.
But they're like attached to
it. And he lifts it and then he slides it underneath his desk and seemingly presses a button of some kind. You see from the windows and the doors, everything suddenly gets covered in this heavy metal. You hear a sound like a faint.
Thanks a lot. Now we're on lockdown.
And he turns around and he slowly starts walking back.
And I continue doing exactly what I was doing until Gentle tells me to stop.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session stream live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. Any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richmond. Craig is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.